This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Dairy prices have seen some remarkable strength recently. High Ground Dairy's Director of Dairy Market Intelligence, Lucas Feast.
While we're far from where we were at pre-COVID levels, the futures curve and futures prices look much more attractive to dairymen, hoping to make a profit at some point this year. We've got a ways to go, and it could be a rocky road ahead. We're still not certain that these prices will hold after USDA demand maybe steps out of the market into June and July. A key factor then will be how quickly restaurants continue to reopen or how quickly consumers will be comfortable returning to eat out. But overall, much better news and a much better situation than where we were sitting just a few weeks ago. Dairymen did a combination of either culling cows from the herd, changing up rations, moving from 3X to 2X milking, all these factors. Some were temporary, some were more permanent, but we did see milk production cut back.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
Agriculture economist Dan Bossi with Ag Resource Company.
A study was just taken. I pulled this from a service named Statistica. This is not my data. This is them. And they surveyed 720 adults. And they said, well, how comfortable should I stay or should I go? Would you go to a cinema or theater? Well, 55% said no. Would you go to a bar or a pub or a club? 55% said no. But if I see the pictures from Wisconsin, I wonder if that data is really correct. I think it's really where you need to understand that even as the country opens up, there's going to be things that people just don't feel comfortable going back to because of the COVID that's out there, the virus. And that includes restaurants, cafes, large malls, museums, hairdressers. These are all things that I think you need to think about.
Wednesday.
Curtain management is a really big area that I think there's an opportunity for different ways to do it. And one of the most common ways is if a person builds this is very common, at least in the Midwest, if a person builds a naturally ventilated curtain sidewall barn, they will commonly put positive pressure tube ventilation systems in as well. And those positive pressure tube ventilation systems will typically be mounted 8 to 12 feet off the floor. And then what happens is in the spring or the fall when it's kind of cold out and the producer wants to get some natural ventilation in but not a lot, they'll crack the top curtains down maybe a foot or so. And I've seen this repeatedly, and I've fogged multiple barns in this configuration, and it is very problematic. And essentially, the producer looks at that and says, well, my curtains are cracked and my fans are running. Why am I having so much pneumonia? And the reality of it is when the curtain is cracked from the top and the positive pressure tube is running, it's almost like neither system is working. So what I've recommended and had very good success with is just keep the top curtain closed and crack in the spring, crack your bottom curtain up, maybe 6 inches or a foot. And what that does is at least at that point, it allows the air that comes in the barn to be at the calf level.
That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek. More info at crystalcreeknatural.com.
Thursday.
Details of USDA's $16 billion agriculture payment plan released this week. Jim Mulhern, President and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation.
For a operation with 200 cows, the 5 million pound production farm, roughly, that's going to be on first quarter production, just under $60,000 payment for first quarter production. If you, that same operation with the $1.47, my calculations, it's about another $18,000. So we are, this is going to be helpful assistance. Is it going to fill all of the hole left in milk prices by the pandemic? No, it won't. But it is a larger payment than many of us thought there might be, and I think that's positive.
Friday.
Today's Feed Forum is going to talk about summer forage alternatives. Will you have enough forage for the next year to feed your dairy herd and all the livestock on your farm? A forage sorghum is one that's getting a lot of looks for two reasons. First, it's fairly drought resistant, and another reason, you can plant it fairly late in the growing season and still get a full season crop. My favorite crop for a summer annual warm season would be the sorghum sedan grass hybrids, and they're out there. If you plant them, it takes about 40 to 45 days from the day you planted it to the day you're going to start cutting it. You're going to cut this crop somewhere around 30 inches plus or minus 4 or 5 inches here, and at that maturity, it's a really high quality grass forage that will be very successful for your high producing dairy cows as well.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.